Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here on this beautiful Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. As you've listened to the show for a while, you know that we are hyper-local on this show, and we love Chase and I and Dr. Crane and Brando. We love high school football. We value it. We love it. And anytime that there's positive stuff about high school football, we try to bring it to you. And we are today. We're proud to announce that the new head football coach at Lawson High School, former Tennessee Vol running back Montario Hardesty, is on the line with us now. Coach, congratulations. What a great day
thank
for you. What a
thank
great
you,
day for you,
how
right?
Y'all doing? How y'all doing? Hey, you're right. It is a beautiful day here, man. I'm on campus right now at James Lawson High School. I mean, this campus is beautiful, ducked off in the hills of Bellevue. It's amazing out here, man. So it's been a great day.
Yeah. Coach, what were you doing the last couple of years to lead up to what you're doing now?
Okay, so I've been, you know, I was basically a college football coach for 12 years, and then I coached with the Jets for 1 year NFL in between, and then last year I actually got myself back into the state of Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. I coached there. I was the offensive coordinator at Centennial High School. And we went to the state semifinals last year, my first year being high school. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I got a company, Pro RB Academy, where I train running backs in college and NFL backs and some youth as well, which I might not be able to do as much now that I'm the head coach. But that's what I've been doing, man, training athletes, building up in the college and professional ranks. But it was great last year for the first time coming back to high school and actually just seeing how you can build a program and just seeing the impact I have on the kids. I love it.
I think it's great. Montario Hardesty is with us, the new head football coach at Lawson High School. What kind of stamp, coach, you want to put at Lawson High School now that you're the head coach?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I want our program to be, you know, I want it to be something great that our community feels great about. We got great crowds still, but our community feels great. I want it to be, you know, I know we're the lightning, but, you know, one thing I just say as a position coach, man, I think, you know, the football players for sure, but just athletics as a whole are like the beacons and light of a university or a campus, a high school like this. So I want our guys to be doing the right thing all the time so that, you know, it makes our faculty and our other students want to be investing and come see what they're doing. But then I want to play disciplined football. We're going to play fast, physical, all those great things. But we're going to put a great product on the field. But the biggest thing is I want our guys to win. We're going to teach these guys winning habits on and off the field. And then I want them to be successful in life where we're building up, our men and women in our program are going to go on and do great things in life, but also start winning here as well.
That's fantastic. Coach, you played at the highest level. You're drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the second round back in 2010. So, I mean, when guys come to you, you could say, look, do this because here's what can happen, right? I mean, I would think that a guy would come to you and a young man like, all right, you play at the highest level. I need to listen to you. And that would be great as a head coach because you went to that high level. You know how to coach these guys. You know what it takes. And if a player at Lawson High School, I think it's a win-win for you and the players.
Yeah, well, I think just, you know, your background and what I've done in the past, I think that's a little bit of automatic buy-in. But, you know, I think the biggest thing that matters is what you're going to do for me now, Coach. How are you going to help me to get better? How are you going to help me to get better in the classroom and on the field? And I think those things with the coaches we're bringing in and the structure and the habits we're going to be, I think that's the biggest thing they're going to see. But then, you know, I want these guys to go to the next level. You know, I want all my – I just spoke with the team before I got on the phone with y'all. I want those guys to all have their biggest goals in mind, man. You can accomplish those things. And we're going to make sure that how we do one thing is how we do everything. So you're building up for those things. So off the field, we're not going to all go to the NFL. We're not going to all be second-round picks. But those habits that you learn from here and those winning habits, you're going to be able to take those to life to be a great husband, great father, you know, work a great career job and things like that. So that's something that I want to bring. But, you know, when you first started off your conversation, man, I think that's what drives me to want to be a high school head coach. My head coach, Chip Williams, you know, he played – at East Carolina, you know, I'm from New Bern, North Carolina, so on the coast, not too far away. So just that, he was one of the first people that I knew that really went to college, you know, besides, you know, some other guys that I knew that, like Brian Simmons from my area, that won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers back in the day, linebacker. But he was, you know, my coach, he went to college, and he was telling me all these different things, you know, what happens in college, and that motivated me. And then just him believing that I could go to college and do those things, and then, you know, him picking me up in the summer, and having those times where we had to have hard talks just about life and how to build things up. That's what I want to be to these players, man. You know, that's what I remember. Like, my high school coach, my track coach and football coach, I still talk to right now about tough decisions and things like that. And now his son has went on to be a great high school head coach in North Carolina as well. And I still talk to those guys. That's still a great support system to me. So that's what I hope to build here, like, years later, that our team, our guys are still hollering at me about great things, about asking me about stocks. They're asking me about what to do with their family. They got kids, and they want to do these things. So that's what I want to build here, and just be able to give back, because so many great coaches have given back to me through all my time.
Lawson High School head coach Monterio Horesty joins us here on the Chase McJoe Show. It has a pretty good ring to it, doesn't it, Coach?
It does sound good, man. I like that. Look, Lawson Lightning, too, you can't forget Lightning, man, because Lightning strikes fast, moves fast, and we're going to be quick, and that's how we're going to play, man. We're going to be quick, explosive. That's how we're going to play, man. We're going to be disciplined as well. So I like it. Sounds good.
Love that. Congratulations. And just I was at the Lawson High School game against Hillsborough last year. It was a 7-6 game, and I could just hear the roar of the fans, just how much that win meant to them, and just knowing that that school has a massive fan base and just a hunger for a winning program in football. How good does that hear for you to hear that, to know that you have something to look forward to this fall?
Well, you know, we actually played here. So my first time being on this campus was last year. We played them, I think, before that Hillsborough game. We played here when I was coaching at a different school last year. It might have been senior night. Maybe it wasn't. I can't remember. But they had a great crowd. And I'm looking at the facility, you know, when it's nighttime and everything's lit up and you got the hills in the background. It really is a beautiful campus, man. Beautiful place to play. But this community has always been a great football community. You know, I was telling in my press conference, you know, doing my research that, you know, Bellevue High School here was one of the top sports attended, you know, into the 80s till they moved to Hillwood. So this community has been ready for sports to come back, and the community is ready to get behind us. But also the biggest thing that drove me to want to come here is just getting in the building and meeting the other coaches and meeting the athletic director, Coach Froden, and then just meeting with Dr. Schaefer and just seeing their vision for athletics. I think they got the backing of the school system behind them as well. So for academics, you know, it's been a new school with so many different programs that are just tailored to making sure these guys can kind of get into what they want to do in life right now in high school. And then just how all the other coaches are striving in sports and just the vision that the athletic program, the leaders have for the school, it made it a no-brainer for me to want to come here, you know, something new to kind of get my stamp and lead a team and build a great program.
You know, Monterio, one thing that I was just looking at your bio that I just am fascinated with, and kudos to you, is – every place you've been at to coach, if it's Norfolk State, Florida Atlantic, whatever, it's different parts of the game. Special teams coordinator at Norfolk State and running back coach. Florida State assistant strength training and conditioning coach. Tennessee a quality control coach. Charlotte wide receiver coach. And then South Carolina running back coach. You're being just well in tune with not only the offense, but also another aspect of the game in special teams. That just goes to show you you're a well-rounded coach going forward with Lawson.
Yes, sir, and that's what I want my team to be. First is all three phases. I have a great D coordinator that's going to come here. So, you know, I play defense throughout my whole time. My best friends are defensive players, so I know defense. But I want these guys to have a guy that can lean on that has, you know, numerous pros from junior college, being a junior college defensive coach of the year, those things like that. And then me, you know, I've ran special teams and had success with that. And, you know, I know that's something that a lot of times that's maybe the missing link in high school sports, but that's going to be a big deal on our team. And I know how to make sure these guys see that as being so. So I think that's big. But then also running the strength program. We have a great strength coach here, but now seeing the head coach in there with you while you're working, I just think that makes you feel a certain type of way. Whenever we go to the weight room, I would see maybe it'll be Coach Swimmer, you know, getting a little lift in, or maybe he's walking on the treadmill, you know, at a little incline, getting his work in. It would always motivate me as a player. So just, you know, knowing that I know those things and just working different roles, man. I've been tight ends. I've been receivers, everything on the skill position, and I know offensive line very well, but they're going to get a good, great O-line coach here as well. So I want to be well-rounded so I can coach everything and know what's going on, and I just want my guys to be able to have the best. So, you know, beyond that, what you said, though, as well, I was with the Jets, you know, doing a special team internship there as well. So I've been able to see it on all the top levels, seeing coaches on all the great levels. So I've been able to, you know, be a fly on the wall and kind of take different things from here, different things from there, but also keep my own style, man. I was also a captain at Tennessee. And I was able to lead and motivate guys as well. So it's been my own spin on it. And now leading my whole program, I mean, I'm excited. I'm pumped up, ready to go.
You mentioned Coach Fulmer there briefly. What have you learned from just him to apply to your coaching style when it comes to high school sports?
For Coach Fulmer, the biggest thing is just building a great program with having great assistant coaches. I mean, that's the biggest thing from Coach. Like, he was really great with delegating things, but then making sure that he had a relationship with each side of the ball, like each position. Like we know Coach Fulmer was a former offensive lineman, but he was also the OC at Tennessee before he became the head coach. So he would make sure that he would come into the running back room and make sure he got a great relationship with them. He would go with the tight ends. He would go in defense to make sure they get a relationship. So just me as the head coach, just making sure that I delegate things around to my other coaches, but then also make sure I have great camaraderie with every different piece of our team. And then, you know, just piggybacking on my two coaches from college, you know, and then Lane Kiffin coming in my senior year, I think just the confidence and the swag and the confidence that he brings to his players. So I think those are things that both my two college coaches kind of taught me a lot of. Coach Kiffin, he's a great offensive mind. And I was able to beat him on the back behind the scenes at FAU and learn some offensive things from him. And just the confidence and the way that he sees things, and he brings that to his players. And then Coach, very organized. Make sure that his staff had things delegated. He wanted to have a great staff for his players, which is one thing I'm going to do as well. And then making sure they have a great relationship with each part of the team, each different touch, because I got to touch all those things. So I got to make sure that they see me and I'm present.
Exactly. Monterio Hardis, he's with us, new head football coach at Lawson High School, former Tennessee Vol running back. Real quick about Coach Kiffin. I've read things. You're one of his favorite people, one of his favorite players. How did you guys become so tight? Because Coach Kiffin, you know this, Coach, thanks the world of you. How'd you guys get to be so tight?
I think it's just kind of how things worked out. So when Coach first got there, you know, I'd already been a team captain at Tennessee, but it's not like I ran for 1,000 yards in one season and stuff yet. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
But I think when he first got, he seen how I worked, he seen the way I attacked things, and you know, he kind of just believed in me early. And so that was kind of good for me to have that kind of support from a guy coming from the NFL and things like that. So that was big for me, and we kind of hit it off, man. I was one of the leaders and captains of his team, and I would meet with him all the time off the field, and we would just talk about things, talk about life. But I just think, and then how it worked, I ended up having my best season at University of Tennessee. So I think, you know, he has some pride in that, as him coming in and, you know, seeing the best of some players that maybe didn't have a greater time there. You know, me and Dan Williams both wanted to have our best season. You know, Dan came with me. He became a first-round pick at D-tackle.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of just stayed in communication throughout. I got into coaching. You know, he gave me my first Division I coaching job at FAU when I in 2017. So I was coming from 1AA at Nova State. He gave my first job at FAU. So it's been a great bond. I think he's a great coach. And, you know, I think that's it. I think it's just we shared a great bond. I was one of the leaders of his team, and we poured into each other a lot. I've been able to see him grow, and I think he's been able to see me grow, and it's been a great relationship.
I love it. Real quick, before you go, Coach, the draft is tomorrow night. Real quick, what was the draft like for you? Went to the Browns in the second round. Tell me, you had the phone call. I guess the anxiety of that would have probably driven most people crazy. What would you remember about draft night?
Draft night. So I had my family. I was actually in Knoxville. I trained out in Florida. I trained out in Delray Beach, Boca Raton, kind of where FAU is at. My family, I had like just a small little thing at my house. Some of my really close friends, some of my cousins, my mom, dad, some of my aunts were there. And we kind of just was watching the draft, man. My draft day was kind of funny because I actually got a call from the Seattle Seahawks. And they said they were about to draft me. And the Browns actually traded up in the draft. And one of my friends at my house said, man, the Browns about to pick you. I was like, no, they not. I only met with them one time throughout the process. You know what I mean? I'm like, I met with these teams three times, blah, 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 all those good things. And probably after they traded up, probably 3 minutes later, I got a random phone call that said Berea, Ohio area code. So I guess I better answer this. And it was actually Mike Holmgren, who was the, you know, the director of football operations at the time, calling me, you know, telling me that they were going to pick me with the Browns, and was I excited about it. And that's kind of how it went.
And then the
funniest thing, I don't even know how this happened. I guess maybe because I was cool with some of the newspaper people, but right there from my apartment in Knoxville, the news reporter actually pulled up, and I did an interview from right in front of my apartment complex, which was kind of interesting. I'm trying to figure out exactly how they got my number and stuff, but I had a news crew come up, and I actually done probably 5-10 minutes after the draft, they came to my apartment, and I done it right in front of my apartment. We were cooking out on the grill, and I had a short little news interview as well for TV.
Oh, that's so cool. What a day. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Wish you much success at Lawson. You got a great staff over there. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Coach.
Thank you for having me on, man. Go James Lawson High School. Go Lightning.
There we go. Monterio Hardesty, new head football coach at Lawson High School. Love it. We'll take a break. Come back. Celebrity birthdays. What day is it? Right here. This is the 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.